Back here on Giants.com, time for another Giant Insider. Vic Carucci of the Buffalo News and NFL Sirius XM Radio joining us. Always good to see you, Vic.
And Great to be with you.
Here at the Combine, so much talk continues to be about free agency. It's not just about college players. So as you look at the Giants understanding the tag for JPP, Hankins is a UFA coming up. How much do you think the Giants are going to play in the market? John Mara's already said we don't have the kind of money we had last year.
Yeah, I think to see a team that spent, what, $200 million to make its defense better last year and successfully so. I mean, you go out that far on a limb financially, the risk being as great as it is and the chance for second-guessing and criticism being so immense. And then to come away, really, with building that defense, I think, in ways that, in my mind, should give praise to what the front office did. You're not following that up with similar spending 2 years in a row. The league doesn't let you do that. I mean, the structure of the league, once you've put that much, that much height toward your cap on your roster, you're not going to be able to, in 1 year, say, okay, we'll just keep doing more of that. You'd like to, if you can, or you want to have that kind of investment. So I don't anticipate that. I don't expect them to be those kind of big players. I think you can address a hole here and there, but I think it's more augmentation. I think the focus this year is the draft.
If they were to get a reasonably priced guy to fill one or two holes before the draft, everybody seems to be talking about the Giants having issues on the offensive line.
Right.
They may need to fortify the D-line depending upon what happens with those two fellas. A tight end, running back, you hear a lot of positions. Where would you think they can go based on the market of reasonably priced free agent players?
I don't know if there's such a thing as reasonably priced. Okay, let's put it this way.
You've been talking to Jerry.
Yeah, exactly. Who, again, did a splendid job on this, but he has to be prudent, and I'm sure he will be in this regard. If you are spending now, if let's say this coming week, you make a move within the first 7 to 10 days of free agency, you're paying the top price. You're probably always going to overpay, but your chances of doing that diminish incrementally and dramatically when you start getting to the second tier. And usually that second tier is reached sometime by maybe the end of week two,
right,
beginning week three of free agency. That's when the numbers really start to plummet and guys are sitting out there and looking for their chances. I can see the Giants maybe doing something very similar to what Buffalo did. You know, they went in and got a guy like Lorenzo Alexander. Now, I'm not going to say they're going to have the same success and find lightning in a bottle with an older player like him who was seemingly at the end and just doing special teams, ranking, what, third in the NFL with 12.5 sacks. I'm not saying you're going to find that guy.
Right.
But think about how Buffalo found him, thinking initially he was a special teams player, or a Zach Brown at linebacker. These were all third-tier, one-year, reasonably priced free agents. So they can be found.
Can they go that way with the backup quarterback? So many folks are saying that Eli Manning's window is closing and they've got to find the next franchise guy, but this is not a deep quarterback draft. So could they go stopgap veteran as the backup?
For sure. And I think that's the kind of market it is for free agent quarterbacks. Teams need starters, and Buffalo might need one, depending on what they do with Tyrod Taylor. Cleveland's looking around. We know San Francisco basically is going to have no quarterbacks when free agency begins on their roster. John Lynch is going to be going out looking for somebody. So I think the answer is, yeah. When you look at the quality or lack thereof in terms of starter status among what's available, what is anticipated to be available starting this week, You're looking at backups. You're looking at in a team like the Giants, which can afford to be seeking a backup. Yes, that guy is out there. Can I put a name out there for you? I don't know, but that's what I think this market predominantly will be.
Okay, real quick, the dartboard is up.
Yeah.
Two words. I need a first name and a last name of the Giants' first round pick.
Wow. They are what overall? It's
23.
23. Yeah. I don't know that I'm going to attach a name, but I'm going to attach a position. And I think at that level of the draft, 23rd, if they stay there, I'm thinking offensive line.
Okay.
I think they go O-line. I mean, I think that's you know, again, the prudent way to go. This draft has, you know, I know free agency's probably got better tackles overall or better linemen in general, but I could possibly see an O lineman going there.
Vic Carucci, thanks for your
time.
All
right, my friend. Great to be with you.
That'll do it for today on Giants Insider.